Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello there, everybody. My name is Adam Cleary, and I have been cancelled. Oh, hang on, I read that wrong. Oh, my name is Adam Cleary, and these are TV shows that have been cancelled. Oh, what a relief. Safe for another year somehow. Anyway, we headed into this year, 2021, in the knowledge that it was going to be pretty brutal for the world of entertainment. We'd already been told well in advance that Ozark, The Walking Dead, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, some of the biggest names in television, sort of, were not going to be making it into this year. We were braced for it, we were prepared for it. But with all these networks and production companies telling us that they were looking to the future and hoping to get things back to normal, we expected that the brunt of the bad news had already passed. We hoped we'd found out about these things well in advance, but even though the calendar has flipped over a year, I think that's how calendars work, the news continues to be horrible. And thus not a week goes by in this godforsaken year that another beloved television property ends up on the chopping block and thudunk is going to be no more. So with that in mind, my name is Adam Cleary and these are 10 TV shows that have already been cancelled in 2021. Number 10, I May Destroy You. Just gonna start here because this one still doesn't make any sense at all to me. I May Destroy You was one of the best things on television last year. You know this, I know this, everybody who watched it knows this. The only people who didn't know it were the people who do the Golden Globe Awards. Now, if you're not already familiar with it, I'm not going to give too much away here because it's some incredibly strong subject matter and incredibly important, poignant viewing, so you should go and check that out immediately if you haven't already. But somehow, despite it being one of the most, well, important shows on television, didn't get a single major TV nomination, and that may have led to the decision not to renew it. Now, this information is coming as a bit of a surprise to you. It's because they've not done some big, grand, sweeping statement saying it's not coming back. And indeed, the ending of the show was kind of in the middle about whether or not it was finishing there or whether it was leaving the door open. But HBO's very own chiefs have said that it is not coming back. Annoyingly, they did so in an interview about Game of Thrones, which is odd. So, it's ending where it is, 12 episodes long. If you've not seen it, I'm just going to say it again. Go and watch it. Look, it's not light Saturday evening, let's all have a nice time viewing, but it is just tremendous nonetheless. Number 9, Animal Kingdom. Now, I know what you're thinking. Adam, wasn't Animal Kingdom a film released in Australia in like 2010 to mass critical acclaim? Yes, it was, but this is the American TV show version that's been rolling for a number of years since. However, in January just gone, they said they were going to end after the 6th season. Now again, I can't really go into too much detail about this because where they currently are in season 5 can't be explained without me majorly spoiling what happens in season 4. And if I majorly spoil season 4, then you're not going to enjoy seasons 1, 2, and 3 when you actually go and check this out. But let's just say if you are watching it and you know what's going on, then cool. They're going to do something else in season 6. What that is, though, we don't know because while the cast and crew were informed that the 6th season was going to be the last one, actually, quite a while ago, the news only getting out in January of this year, nobody actually knows what season 6 is going to be about, which tells me that something major is going to happen in season 5, the same as something major happened in season 4 to frame the entire thing of the show. I'm going off topic, I'm going on a tangent, Animal Kingdom has been cancelled this year. RIP. Number 8, Winona Earp. I'm still never totally sure if I actually pronounced that right. Earp. Anyway, I've watched the show, I actually really like it, so I don't know how I can't remember how that's said. But anyway, if you haven't seen the show, Winona Earp, as I'm going to painfully pronounce it, is a big, good, zombie, western, outlaw, supernatural laugh. It's a good show, but actually got into a bit of bother a few seasons ago. Some of the people who owned the rights and some of the production companies got into some kind of financial rigmarole, and Sci-Fi had to step in to keep the show alive, which they did, and then it got bigger in terms of popularity and audience, and everyone was like, wow, this is so exciting. I can't wait to see where it goes in its fifth season. Sci-Fi turned around and went, well, good luck, because it ain't having one. Which means it's going to come to an end on April the 9th of this year at the end of its fourth season. Now, of course, this decision was apparently made before the writing of that season had begun. So the ending of season 4 is not going to be wrapping this up in the way it is supposed to. So, story goes, those behind the scenes would like to keep it going for a fifth season, but it will hinge on if they can find another distributor or another channel to make that happen. And as it stands right now, at the time of me recording this video, they have not done that, so it is ending this year. Number 7, Truth Seekers. Bit of a heartbreaker, this Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, they produced this show called Truth Seekers. It is another supernatural bloody good time, but it's not going to be coming back for a second season, as Nick Frost detailed tearfully on his Instagram. I can't do an impression, so I'm just going to read it out for you. Sadly, Truth Seekers will not be returning for a second season. Truth Seekers has not been renewed, which is a massive kick in the willy for me. It's a shame. Now, I've never produced a TV show, but I have been kicked in the willy, so I can confirm there for Nick Frost that that would absolutely suck. It's a bit of a surprise, that, because while it's certainly not on the standard... Ooh, there's a massive rainbow outside. Bit of a surprise, this one, because while it's not considered to be as funny as previous Pegg and Frost collaborations, think Shaun of the Dead, think Hot Fuzz, but do not think The World's End, obviously, it still got mixed and positive reviews. The laughs were thick and fast. It wasn't like their best work, but they were big names producing a fairly popular show, so they're not even get a second season? It's a bit of an odd one, but either way, they haven't, and that's it. Number 6, On My Block. Yes, just to confirm that neither God, nor Buddha, nor Carly Rae Jepsen, whoever you believe in, ever closes a door without opening a window, On My Block got both good and bad news at exactly the same time. The good news was, congratulations, fans of the show, it's gonna be renewed for a fourth season. Aren't you excited? You are. Well, you better enjoy it, because we're cancelling it after that. If you've not seen the show, basically what it does is it looks at all those teen dramas that have just become cliched to the point of parody, or parody to the point of cliche, whichever around that should be, and does not that. It talks about very serious subject matters. There's death, there's trauma, there's PTSD. It represents underrepresented communities and whatnot. It got really, really positive reviews, but nope, gone. The best description of it I've ever heard is, do you know how pretty much every comedy every now and then has a very special episode where they just put aside the laughs for a few minutes to tell you about something very serious? Well, On My Block is that entire premise. They just made an entire show out of it. Great. Number 5, Peaky Blinders. Now, I know what you're thinking. Peaky Blinders will never ever end, because it's going to live on forever in the Facebook memes of bald middle-class men who very loudly tell people my age that we could all afford to buy homes if we just stopped putting avocados in our coffee or something like that. But regardless, the TV show will be coming to an end at the culmination of the present season. So it'll be back sometime this year for a sixth and final season. The ongoing global concerns meant that it went on a production hiatus, but it is now apparently back on schedule, and you will be watching it sometime. No big dramatic reason for this, just writer Stephen Knight has always said since the very beginning he wanted to tell the story of this family between the First World War and the Second World War, and that's pretty much just where they are in the story. He doesn't want to continue it past that, but he does want to do a film or some spin-offs when it comes to a close. Not a prequel, though. He hates prequels. He doesn't ever want to do a prequel because he thinks when you do a prequel and you can't do certain things in the prequel because of what's going to happen in the original continuity. So there's not going to be a Peaky Blinders prequel, but there might be a film and there might be a spin-off, but there also isn't going to be another season. Write all that down. Number 4, Shrill. Now, Shrill is the Hulu series, and I've got its description right here for you. According to the show itself, it is a story about a plus-size woman attempting to succeed in her career and relationships despite bad partners, a perfectionist boss, and conventional beauty standards. And, as I'm sure you're already screaming in the comments, yes, I do relate strongly to a percentage of that. And the thing is, it's been a critical success. This has always been praised for approaching this kind of subject matter in a different way. It's not about her managing to fit in with society. It's about society just dealing with the fact that some people don't look like the rest of us. It has been adored by the fans of the show, so why it's getting canned is a bit odd. In fact, it's so odd, they've not actually explained it yet. Hulu just said, I hope you're all excited for season 3, and then let all the replies be like, yay, we are. car, and then went, because it's the final season, and then just turned Twitter off for the day. Again, it's another one that began its writing process for its final season before it knew it was going to be a final season, so there's every chance somewhere else just picks this up down the line, but as it stands right now, that's going to be a lot. Number three, High Maintenance. Now, do you remember when High Maintenance was just a Vimeo series of just random interconnected skits that was like either 5 or 20 minutes long or something, and it built into a TV show? You do remember that. Good, you're old, like me. Somehow, it's now managed 4 entire seasons. If you're not seeing it, it's about a pot dealer, about living in New York, it's about everyday life, it's about how normal things happen, it's about how normal things are very interesting, it's about communities, it's about friendship, it's about relationships. It's actually really, really good, and I'm thankful to say that while it is ending, it is at least ending on the terms of those who wrote it. Ben Sinclair, who stars in it, and Katja Blichfield, who helps him put it all together, they're co-creators, I'm not really sure what the dynamic is there, they made a statement saying, look, we've told this story, we've done everything we want to do with it, we want to move on to new projects, so it is ending at the culmination of the current season. And I really feel like I've said culmination of the current season about 10 times in this list, so I'm going to stop. Number 2, Insecure. Yeah, the show that's been getting Issa Rae all those nominations from the Primetime Emmys, from the Golden Globes, see they are awake sometimes, that is actually coming to an end as well this year, which is a bit weird. Actually, I'm saying it's weird. What I actually mean is it's a show that set out to make 5 seasons right in the beginning and then got to make 5 seasons and then call it a day. Like, that's the story here. They didn't get canned early on. It didn't get milked for more money. They just went, look, we've got a 5-season story arc, so let's do 5 seasons. And HBO went, yeah, all right. And now it's finished. Again, though, much like High Maintenance, this was also developed from a web show called Awkward Black Girl. It got picked up by TV and they had this whole story to tell. And as I say, they've now told that story. So when the current season finishes, see, I've changed my language, then it's gonna be done forever. It'll be out sometime this year. They haven't actually said when yet. And if you're unsure about this, it's currently 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. So there is time for you to go back and catch up on it, which I'm not gonna make you do it. Like, I can't make you do it. I'm just a voice on a screen. I can't hurt you, but you should. Number 1, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah, the 8th season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine is going to be the last one. Violins, everybody. Tiny little violins. Yeah, you remember Fox had it for years and then they canned it and every normal person on planet Earth went, sorry, how is this getting canned? And the Big Bang Theory continues to breathe oxygen. So NBC did the decent thing and picked it up and then it got a few more seasons out of it, but it's never quite felt like the same show, and the current last run of episodes will be its last. Now, and the simple reason for this is because both the producers and the stars and the writers and everybody connected with the show, they don't really know how you make a funny show about the police in this day and age. Don't get mad online in the comments. It's their show. They can do whatever the hell they want with it. If that's what they feel, if that's what they think, you can't argue with that. Like, the world changed last year forever and for the better, in my opinion. And as a result, they looked at some of the scripts they had, some of the jokes they were making, and they went, you know what? That stuff ain't funny anymore. And threw it away and had to start from scratch and then decided that the current season they're doing would be the last. And you know what? If you're a massive fan of the show and you're disappointed about that news, I'm just going to say this. It had a really good run. And so many really good shows don't get a really good run. I think it's probably the right time for it to stop. It's just my opinion. But whatever you might think, season 8 of Brooklyn Nine-Nine is going to be the last season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So just enjoy it while it's here. It's one of the most rewatchable shows on the planet, aside from few jokes that really haven't aged well, but anyway, it's going to be there forever. It's not going anywhere. You can rewatch it, you can still enjoy yourself, just live your life.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. The twigs and leaves in your backyard aren't exactly comfortable, and while mud does perfectly contour the feet, it doesn't score high on the durability front. But thanks to Allbirds, you can skip all the backyard experimentation. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural, sustainable materials. And their innovative processes mean using less of the bad stuff and more of the good, while making shoes unlike any other. Like the Plant Pacer, made with 100% plastic-free plant leather. The Tree Dasher, a running shoe made from eucalyptus tree fiber. And from sugarcane, they've made the Superlight, their lightest shoe ever by weight and carbon footprint. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. That's allbirds.com.